The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thang, we count it down. I'm enjoying the sound of my own voice right now.
I know, and I was letting you have that. I could tell, I could see it in your face.
Does it sound good?
I like it. It's different. It's more like commercially.
Okay.
Or announcery.
Mm-hmm. Like radio voicey.
Warm.
Yeah.
Warm. People say that all the time.
Late night.
Zach, say something in your radio voice. And I think, hey.
Oh, that's how it's going to be. That's not. Yeah. Things are getting taken out of context here, guys.
I might have to change top moments of the week on the fly right here because Antoine. Listen to this, Monica. Just mean after mean after mean. So mean to me.
I didn't do anything. Let's go to the top. Let's remember the high moments of the week, guys.
Remember, this is what Antoine did to me yesterday, talking about my hairline. Right here.
I'm not going bald, and I don't really have a receding hairline, but I have a hairline that looks like it could be receding at times if taken from the wrong angle.
Goes right in there.
I blame Monica.
Yep.
It's Monica's fault.
Mm. So whose fault was it on that one? So say something in your radio voice, and you go,
No, it said, hey.
He did that.
It was very high-pitched, squeaky, but it wasn't your voice. It was just, I don't know what happened there on that one. I have nothing.
Yep. No, that's right.
You have nothing.
You have nothing, Whitney.
All right, so what's number three?
I don't want to count anymore. Antoine's hurt my feelings.
Top moments of the week
here on the thing. We did some learning this week. We also did some confessing. And we also learned and we questioned, did our parents love us at all because of some of the things they allowed us to do as children, the risks that they put us in that they didn't seem to care about at all, and the true sheer disgustingness of the gumball machine. Antoine, when you brought up the gumball machine, I thought, yes, there should have been more comments.
I don't think there is a nastier, more disgusting device out there that kids were just allowed to frequent. And I'll get the gumball out, and then I'll take my dirty hands that's been touching everything, and then I'll put it in the little hole to see if I can grab another gumball out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you could touch them
and
feel the other gumballs.
Ooh,
and another kid that's about to eat that gumball.
What happened 95% of the time you went to retrieve that gumball? It fell on the floor.
And it bounced. And then you had to chase it down.
And you'd go get it.
His floor.
And then your reward was to stuff an unbelievably large choking hazard into your own mouth. That's exactly what you got to do.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to test you out here, Antoine. We're going to play word association, Monica. You ready? I want you to just say the first word that comes to mind.
Okay, get the drop button. Okay. Get the dump button ready.
Okay, it is ready. All right, you ready for your word association? Oh, no. First word that comes to mind. Zach Jackson's face.
Great.
You liar.
Great.
Liar. Whatever. I'll take any cheap compliment I can get. I don't care.
Woo,
great.
Dodged a bullet there.
When I was a child, I did some stuff. I think we all did. You do those things that you regret. My God, we had people texting in. The things that they did to their siblings and cats was just, you feel guilty. And I still feel guilty at horrible little Zach Jackson and what he did to his beloved father and my father, tracking down the ultimate Christmas present of Super Mario Brothers 2. And then I just ruined everything. Little Zach Jackson had to have Super Mario Brothers 2.
Aww.
I just had to. Like, it was the thing I had to have. So he made it his mission to find this thing. And he canvassed for a month. He tried to find this thing.
Best dad ever.
Yeah, I know. And he did finally find Super Mario Brothers 2 to get to me for Christmas. And you know how I know that? Because I'm a little jerk and I peeked at the Christmas presents and I knew ahead of time that I was getting it.
Wow.
Oh.
He put in all that work and you ruined it.
Right. And then so, you know, all he wants on Christmas Day is the joy of seeing his son being so happy that he got Super Mario Brothers 2. And that little turd already knew he was getting it. So I'm sort of sitting there lying to his face going, oh my God, I can't believe it. And you know, Monica, you know how bad a liar I am. Nope. Zach Jackson, jerk. Actually, I'm sorry, Zach Jackson, great.
No, that was...
That's what we learned.
I said your face.
Too late. Great. I ended the game. I retired that game. I retired undefeated. Thank you very much. Sometimes you learn things on the show as we count down to the top moment of the week. Like when Monica learned what the word yeet meant.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Yep, she had no idea. We were doing Sing Your Last Text. She pulled out a text that had the word yeet in it, which she thought was an autocorrect.
And I have autumn. And, of course, autocorrect got her. But it's please don't yeet yourself into an accident.
That's not autocorrect.
No, that's not autocorrect.
Grandma.
Yeah.
It's not?
On TikTok?
No, yeet is...
Oh!
Yeet! You know, it's like a dance move kind of thing. So.
One of those dances? Dang.
Good news, Monica. You sound so young when you say one of those dang dances. So what do you
I don't care. Because Ava's always doing the TikTok dances. I'm like, nah.
Okay. No, it's yeet.
It's yeet.
Yeet is a thing of excitement. Like, yeet.
Yeah.
Like if I was running past Antoine fast and mess with, like,
an,
yeet.
An exclamation of excitement, approval, surprise.
Okay. When you read out of the dictionary, it makes you sound like
Monica.
Yeah, no, I'm like, what Monica. Is that? You don't put
Merriam-Webster says to yeet oneself
often
is to
issued with doing a dance move.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Yeah.
It's Friday yeet.
It is. It's Friday. And it's, you have that yeet vibe.
And it's so funny, or ironic, I should say. There was probably like months ago, this is behind the scenes stuff for you guys.
Oh, nice.
I came to Zach and I was like, Zach, you know, a possible game that we could do. Is I could bring slang terms or words that the kids say and see if you guys can come up with definitions for them or be able to describe them. And Zach, your response was, no, that's going to make us sound old and dated.
Yeah.
Guess what happened this week?
That.
We sounded old and dated.
Well, and also, you know, the other side of that game is just we couldn't play that game because Monica would get zero every time.
Yeah, so. And I'd be like, oh.
And she'd be like, screw the game. It's a stupid game anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, well, yeah, we don't need to play a game to sound old and outdated, Antoine. It happens naturally. Jeez. Just let us do our thing.